Just because it says in the Bible that God created male and female doesn't mean that Target department store should have an aisle for boys' toys and girls' toys. Unless, of course, you're the evangelical pastor, Franklin Graham. He seems to reason that because one of the legendary tales in the Bible describes the divine creation of a man and a woman, that it is thus biblically ordained that a store must separate toys into categories. Certain toys for boys, probably building blocks and Star Wars, and certain toys for girls, dolls and homemaking sets. In case Franklin Graham is listening, Target didn't exist when the Bible was being written. In fact, there were no department stores in the ancient world. And the notion that separating toys into two categories is somehow religiously ordained is his attempt to use the biblical text to promote his narrow agenda. Divided toy aisles only became popular sometime in the 1990s, as reported by Rebecca Haynes, professor of advertising and media studies. The reason stores divided toys into gender groupings was, as you might expect, an attempt to sell more toys. While Franklin Graham imagines himself defending God and the Bible, he's only demonstrating his lack of knowledge about the history of toy marketing and the Bible. This is the problem where a person who claims to represent biblical tradition, no matter the issue, and in his case, it's children's toys, cite a biblical verse and then claim proof for their position. I promise, using this approach, anyone can support almost anything. I applaud Target for moving beyond simple stereotypes about which toys a boy or girl may want to play with, and to move beyond blue is for boys and pink is for girls. And following Franklin Graham's simplistic thinking, I wonder if I need to get rid of all my pink neckties. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.